We're going to practice now with a practice called the Circle of Support. It's a practice that we can use whenever we need to feel cared for, held, or supported, when we need nourishment or have been struggling. So I want to begin by just making sure that you feel comfortable with your posture, taking a moment to adjust in any way that you need, to settle into your seat more fully. Seeing maybe if there's a way that this could be even a little better, a little more comfortable. And taking a moment to make those adjustments. And once you have things just right, take a moment to notice anything that feels good about how you're set up. Maybe that's taking in the support of the pillows, or the sense of the chair or cushion holding you, the floor holding you. Maybe it feels nice to let your eyes close for a moment during the day, to have a little break and a restful quality in the eyes. Once you feel ready, we're gonna start to call in our circle of support. And I want to invite you to reflect on beings that you feel loved and seen and held by. Those beings might be living, or maybe those are beings that have passed away, might be ancestors. They could be human beings, or they could be animals that are dear to you, beloved pets that are in your life, or plants that you care for in your home. Sometimes it might be a favorite tree or a place in nature that we go for respite. You could also play with recalling a memory of when you felt loved and held. Sometimes that can help us to access that experience again, or to connect with who might be most supportive for us. So beginning to visualize any beings that resonate to you in your mind's eye. And really allowing yourself to be creative, creating exactly what feels right for you in this moment, what supports your heart right now, the type of care that you need right now. Like maybe the beings that show up are smiling at you or offering a hug. Maybe they sit down shoulder to shoulder with you and you lean your head onto their shoulder. Maybe there's a wagging tail or a purring friend in your lap. Creating a scene that is exactly what you're needing at this time to feel loved and supported. And as you create that, really filling that out in your mind's eye and allowing yourself to inhabit that experience as fully as you can, as if it's happening right now. Letting yourself receive that love and support that's being offered. Maybe receiving the kind eyes of the beings that have shown up or that you've drawn in. And feeling what it's like to be seen with loving eyes, with caring eyes. Knowing that they can see your goodness and your wholeness. So however you're connecting with this experience in your mind, your heart, seeing what it's like to allow that fully into your heart and body. Maybe there can be an experience of that love and support flowing towards you and permeating all the parts of your body. Filling you up from the inside. And if you only get a little sense of warmth or connection or feeling cared for, that's totally okay. However big the feeling is that arises in the body, taking some time just to really feel that, to know and savor that. Letting the mind marinate in that experience. to receive however you're moved and touched by this practice. Particularly any good feelings that arise, letting your awareness rest in them, letting your attention linger with them. And if you lose the thread or the mind wanders off, or the feelings start to dull, drawing again on the images that worked for you, or that memory of being held or cared for, evoking the feelings again through that imagery or memory, and practicing again, resting in and receiving those feelings in the heart and in the body. In this way, we can start to grow this capacity within ourselves, to grow a source of inner nourishment.